Yo vine a los Estados Unidos cuando tenía 15 años y vine aquí no porque yo quería, pero
I
mis
came to
padres
the
son los que
U.S. when I
tenían
was 15 years old, and I came
ilusión
here
de
not
tener un
because I
mejor
wanted
futuro.
it,
Cuando
but my
llegué
parents had the
aquí fue
idea
en
of a better
diciembre,
life
estaba muy
here.
frío
When
en
I arrived
noviembre
here, it was December,
de
and
un
it was
lugar que
very
es
cold,
más
and where
desierto,
I
muy
am
caliente.
from is
Entonces es
more of a desert place,
un
hotter,
shock
and
para
I was in
empezar.
shock.
This is Liliana Luna, a young activist from Michoacán, Mexico. She is part of the 800,000 young undocumented immigrants called Dreamers, protected under the federal government program DACA, or Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. DACA was created in 2012 under President Barack Obama's mandate to allow people brought into the U.S. illegally as children the legal protections they need to work and study in the United States, despite the immigration status of their parents. But a recent policy changes that scene since the Trump administration has announced the end of DACA.
Es muy cansado porque pensamos que ya teníamos, aunque sea algo que es DACA, donde nosotros pensábamos que iba a ser imposible que le quitaran esta protección a más de 700
It is
mil
very tiresome
personas.
because we thought we already
Y
had
ahora con
something
el
that is DACA.
nuevo
We thought it would be
presidente,
impossible to take away
la
the
situación
protection of
cambió
more than 700,000
y otra vez
people.
estamos,
And now with the new
nos
president, the
sentimos atacados
situation
una
has
vez
changed.
más.
And again, we
Cuando
feel
DACA se
attacked
acabe y
once
cuando
more.
ya no
When
pueda
DACA
yo
was over and
aplicar
I could
otra
not
vez,
apply again,
todo eso se
everything
acaba
was
para mí.
over for me.
En realidad no tengo
Actually,
muchas
I do
opciones.
not have many
Y
options, and
es
that's
por
why
eso
it's
que
very
es muy
frustrating.
frustrante.
And
Es
what
muy
do we do right
frustrante
now is ask the
y
government to pass
lo
a
que
law
estamos
called the
haciendo
Dream.
ahorita es
And what we do
pedirle
right now is
al
ask the
gobierno que
government to pass
pase
a law
una
called
ley
the
que se
Dream
llama
Act.
Dream Act.
The Dream Act is an American legislative proposal that would offer similar protections as DACA, but would first grant conditional residency and, upon meeting further qualifications, permanent residency. For now, Liliana Luna is leading a Dream effort to establish the first DACA resource center in the state of Oregon.
Estamos en un grupo llamado Oregon Dream Activist y somos personas que somos indocumentadas o tenemos DACA.
We are
y
people who founded an organization called Oregon Dream Activists, and we are undocumented people or DACA recipients, and we are dedicated to promote action to apply practical pressure to the government to do fairer things as it should be. Here in Oregon, we will have a resource center for undocumented students, and it will be the first in all the state of Oregon.
Liliana's struggle has not been easy. Like she tells us, Dreamers must fight every day with other problems like segregation, lack of opportunities, and racism.
Si eres un inmigrante de piel clara, aquí en los Estados Unidos te tratan muy diferente si eres un inmigrante de persona.
If you are a light-skinned immigrant in the United States, they treat you very differently than if you are a dark-skinned immigrant. In fact, people who are not immigrants who have just been born here are treated very differently from light-skinned people. For me, the point of everything is the racism that is happening. And with the president who is in office right now, all these problems are being clearer than ever.
Petrona Dominguez, a DACA recipient from Guatemala, has faced episodes of racism, especially when she was 4 years old and she came for the first time to the U.S.
Cuando estaba chiquita, pues yo me fui con una escuela que es puro blancos. Y en esos tiempos yo nunca me puse a pensar, hasta ahorita que empecé...
When I was a little kid, I went to a school where most of the students were light-skinned. In those times, I have never thought about it before, but now I begin to reflect. What I have never noticed is that they wrote an article in the newspaper saying that my cousins and I were the first Hispanics ever in the school. At the time, I said how nice we were in the newspaper, but actually it was racist. Sometimes the other kids called me names. That made me laugh, but I never thought about the meaning of those names.
A veces me decían nombres. Que yo, pues dije, oh, me podía reír, pero nunca me puse a pensar qué significaba esos nombres.
Now, with the end of DACA, Petrona is worried every day of what could happen to her and to her family.
A mí me encanta dormir por la razón de que yo no tengo que pensar en nada lo que está pasando. A veces sí salen los sueños de aquí para allá, pero yo sé.
I love to sleep because I do not have to think about anything that's happening right now. Sometimes nightmares appear in my dreams, but I know it is not real. I am afraid that something would happen to my little brothers who have been born and raised here.
Something similar is happening to Joana Monroy, another DACA recipient from Mexico.
Mi nombre es Joana Guadalupe Monroy Espinosa.
Mis papás me trajeron aquí a los Estados Unidos cuando...
My name is Johanna Guadalupe Monroy Espinoza. My parents brought me to the United States when I was 5 years old. It was in 1997. My dad was already in Oregon, and he decided to bring us to send us for because I think he missed our family, and there were more opportunities here than in Mexico. I crossed the border in a car, and then someone told me to pretend I was sleeping in the back of the car. Then, at the checkpoint, an officer looked at me and let us through.
Although Joanna is now married to an American citizen, she does not trust that this fact could help her.
No es tan fácil como uno pensamos. Inmigración no es nada más como una ley.
It is not as easy as you think. Immigration is not like a law. You could get an immigration agent who is very racist and your case is over. Only one person could change everything. Sometimes they send you to Mexico and sometimes to Arizona.
A veces te mandan a México o a veces te mandan a Arizona.
At Milenio, an organization that works with the Latino community and undocumented young people, Juan Rogel, its founder, believes in the need to create better public policies for immigrants.
Entonces es un diálogo que se tiene que hablar a nivel internacional. Es una crisis humanitaria, es como yo lo veo.
This is a dialogue that has to be discussed internationally. It is a humanitarian crisis. These families arrived due to a political treaty between three countries, Mexico, the United States, and Canada. The results were bad for Mexico and opened the doors to drug trafficking and an unintended wave of immigrants, which came to the U.S. in the 90s. These immigrants are DACA recipients. And now, how do we restore these generations that grew up believing that although they are not from here, although they may not have the documents, they are real Americans? For now, the situation remains uncertain, and the only hope for the Dreamers is not to keep quiet, but to keep raising their voices. I believe this struggle must be raised. The DACA recipients, the millennials, and youth have to come out to the streets and not be silent. We must go on with this struggle because one of the big mistakes about DACA in the past was that when it was approved, we all calmed down and we said we were given something. For KBOO Evening News, I am Sam Bowman, reading a story that was written and produced by Natalia Messer from Chile, who is visiting KBOO as a fellow from the International Center for Journalists.